Om Shanti. Someone wrote me a very lovely message that it's three things. It's the International Yoga Day, it's Father's Day, and it's also the summer solstice. And so the sun of knowledge shining on the day of yoga, but also the son, the child, remembering the father, and also the sun that's shining on solstice day. So three aspects of the sun today. So happy to connect with you all. And here in Madhuban, at 6:15 in the morning for about an hour, there were yoga exercises, but everybody seated in the conference room, the conference hall. And so it was a very lovely scene. And of course, today is also World Meditation Hour. And so we'll be sharing lots of yoga and the light of God shining with the world, but also Baba's Day, Father's Day. So lovely to be with you all today. And as usual, the Murali is spectacular. The Murali about the Golden Jubilee and all the celebrations that happened for that was an indication of the Supreme Psychologist at work. And what Baba is saying is that he just wants to congratulate everyone for the love, the joy, the happiness, and how, because it was pure altruistic love with which they did everything to celebrate the Golden Jubilee, what happened was that everybody who came carried away that pure love, but also the happiness. And so it was true. I remember that scene of the Golden Jubilee and everyone dancing with such happiness. And Baba's commented, does dancing make you tired? No. When you dance, then all the tiredness goes away. And so when you're doing seva, when you're doing service, you're not working, but you're dancing. And so experience the dance or service in whatever way service is happening for you. Whether it's mansa seva through the mind, whether it's verbal seva through all the zooming around that's going on, or whether it's karma seva. But it's a dance, and experience the dance, and that happiness is going to be something that impacts the atmosphere. And everyone who comes to Baba's home or comes to your home or whatever connection you have, however you're connected with them through phones, through videos, whatever it may be, but that happiness radiates out to them and they feel that love also. So a very lovely Murali in which Baba's commented, Baba saying that Baba's television camera is very specific. Not only is it global, he didn't comment on that, it's unlimited. But another very interesting thing, Baba's camera picks up not only the physical action, but also the mind, the way our thoughts are going. And so bhakti is always remembered that God is watching us. And it's true. In jnana, you can also feel Baba's canopy of protection is over us, watching us, but also guiding us in the right direction, so that then Baba's gaze is protecting us and making sure everything goes well. And in this case, when I remember that God is watching me, then there's a lot more care and attention, not just in what I'm doing, but in what I'm thinking, so that the very seed of everything is sorted out and put right when I remember that God is watching me. But what's really fascinating about the Murali today is it's a collection of different points that have been after the body of the Murali, of the Golden Jubilee, then it's been a collection of 10 different points that have been picked up, which actually are about coming together and the harmonizing of sanskars and thoughts, so that then we create the rosary of victory. And each one of those 10 points that Baba has mentioned is amazing. And Baba has linked each aspect of this with different virtues. For example, Baba's talked about coming together in service, core service, coming together as beads, and how even the 108th bead will be equal to the other beads. There'll be a connection between all of them. And so even the last bead of the rosary will be equal, which means it'll be that bead, that soul will be in harmony with all the others too. But one of the qualities Baba's mentioned is to be humble, and how when there's humility, then that brings success. But a quality that Baba's used firstly in one way, and Baba's called it saralta, which we would say is light and easy. And then Baba's used the word easy in two different passages. And so it seems to be something that got highlighted for me. And that easiness in which I'm easy with myself, which doesn't mean careless or lazy, but it means being light. And Baba's defined it as being light and not heavy with myself. Okay, I see my weaknesses, but I also know that the method to be able to go beyond those weaknesses is Baba's love. And so instead of getting heavy and getting stuck, just imagine if you're trying to lift a big, big box of anything, whatever it may be, and it's a heavy box. It's very difficult, and you think, oh, well, never mind, let it stay there. I don't have the time, I don't have the energy, I don't have the tools, I don't know how to get rid of this box and move it from here to there. So if I'm heavy with myself, with my own sanskaras, I'm feeling the weight of those sanskaras, then I don't know what to do. And the sanskaras are not budging. And I haven't surrendered to Baba. I'm not light and easy and saying, okay, Baba, I've done my best. Now it's up to you. Now I want your help. I surrender in that sense. Not that I'm going to give up and say, okay, well, I'm not going to do anything about it. No, I want to do something about it because I want to reach my Sadhu Pradhan stage. And so that inner motivation within me says, I have to keep moving. I have to keep going forward. That I want to be light. I want to be easy. I don't want to have to carry this box, this burden of sanskaras with myself anymore. And so I say to Baba, Baba, I'll do what you want me to do, but you have to give me the power to be able to shift this. And now I'm going to do my best, but it's going to be with your help and your power. And so I become easy with myself. I become light with myself. And I begin to see how that sanskar begins to shift. And of course, if I'm easy with myself, I'm more likely to be easy with other people and other situations. And if I'm not so easy with myself, then I'm going to get heavy with everything. Service seems a burden, service is heavy, obstacles keep coming, and everything makes me more and more heavy, and I'm sinking down further and further. But inside out, I'm easy with myself, I'm light with myself, and then I can adjust the saralta. I can adjust with the sanskaras of others and be easy with them and dance with them. And when we learn to dance together, then no heaviness, joy, happiness, but also then we begin to work together to remove whatever are the barriers and the obstacles that are not allowing us to reveal Baba in the way that time is now demanding of us. And so I found that two little paragraphs that Baba's spoken about on easiness and lightness, a very beautiful reminder of how we need to be with the self and with others and with situations to get us through this period in which, if you look at the world outside, it's getting more and more heavy. It's not just more and more negative, tamoguni, but it's getting more and more heavy. Everybody's worried, everybody's anxious about something. But my connection with Baba, and I know that destiny is fixed, golden age, the golden light world, a beautiful expression from Baba. The home is our home of golden light. And the golden age is, of course, the age which is golden. And today our thoughts have to be golden. Each second has to be golden to make that world become a reality. So within the rosary of victory and the dance of sanskars that has to happen to create that rosary, it's a very beautiful reminder of that state of lightness. Another image that Baba's used that I loved very much. Baba said, if somebody wants to dry up the ocean, can they dry it up? Well, there's many places that have dried up the shore and reclaimed a few feet, a few meters of land. But the ocean is always full, sampan, complete. It's full in itself. It's just there. And no matter how hard you try to dry it, it's still there. And so Baba's mentioned that when I, the soul, have that stage in which Baba and the inheritance are in my awareness, then all the treasures that I take from the ocean are with me. I am full. I am the child of the ocean. And in that state of being the child of the ocean, that fullness is such that I can be a giver. I don't need to be a taker. It's come up in the Murali, in the first part of the Murali, in a very, very strong way. You know, where Baba very often tells us, don't wait for someone else to give you respect and then give respect to them. That's a business. So today Baba's put it in even stronger language. Baba's called it being a beggar. If I put out my hand to ask you for something, I'm begging. And Baba wants me to be royal. Baba wants me to be the giver, the deity. Baba's seeing me in that vision of being the royal child, the child of the ocean. And so from the ocean, I take as much as I choose, as much as I want, and I can give to others. But if I wait for you to give me, and then I say, I will give, no, it's not acceptable to Baba at all anymore. And so the ocean is unlimited. The child of the ocean has to be the same. And so let me be able to fill myself and be so full that I never need to put out my hand to ask anyone for anything at all. A beautiful, beautiful image and a very powerful vision of how Baba wants his children to be. Baba's also spoken, of course, about the royalty that Baba wishes to see in the child. And so always, always this aspect of the one who is able to give. And so giving through my thoughts, being the world benefactor. And of course, World Meditation Hour is a beautiful opportunity to feel that truly our thoughts can reach out to the world and make a difference in cognito service. I don't see where my thoughts are reaching. I don't see who is benefiting from my thoughts, but I'm content. I'm sending out those pure thoughts. There are two very specific occasions when I remember having chit-chat with Daddy about this. And one was when in 82, she was totally out of action for a year. Couldn't come down the stairs in Baba Bhavan. So we used to have yoga in Baba's room. And at 4:45, we would turn around and face Daddy sitting in her 5-pound chair in the corner there. And that they would give drishti and that they would speak for 10 minutes. And that was about all she could manage. And then she'd come back to her room. But her room was like a tapasya place, a bhatti. You would open the door and you would feel those vibrations there. And of course, Jyotha Jim is the one who always asks Daddy very interesting questions. So he asked Daddy that question, Daddy, where do you go? What do you do through the whole day? And Daddy said, I don't know where Baba takes me. I don't know what Baba does, but I know that Baba's using me for service. And I feel very content that even though the body is lying down, Baba's making me an instrument to serve others. And then again, recently, just in February even, Hansa asked Daddy that same question. Daddy, you're not able to do very much, move around or anything, and yet we see a very sweet smile on your face when you're resting. And so what are you doing when you're resting? And again, Daddy's answer was the same. But I don't know where Baba takes me, but I know Baba takes me for service. And Hansa and Baby were laughing at one point because they say, Daddy, we know what you're doing when you're resting because your hands are going like this. Your hands are giving toli. They're always giving toli. And so even when resting, the hand was automatically giving toli. And it's a very beautiful reminder that at all times, whatever else it is that's going on, let me be the one who's able to give, whether it's through my sleep, my dreams, whatever it is, that if I'm giving through the day, then they say whatever happens in the day is what comes in your dreams. So, jo din bite wo swapan bite, a very lovely Hindi expression, but also in English, of course. So let me be able to fill myself so much that I don't need to take from any human being, but I'm able to give and give and give and never run out, never run dry. Like we never saw the Dadi saying, I can't keep on giving love. I can't keep on giving help and support and cooperation. No, because it's not me. I'm able to channel it from above and allow it to pass through. So I'm just so appreciative of these Avyakt Muralis, the Sakar Muralis, the reminder of how Baba sees me, what Baba's expecting of me, and the possibility of being able to fulfill that. Now, I just have to hold that vision of myself. Baba's vision of me is the highest. But when I hold that vision in my awareness, that's when the shift happens and my sanskars, the ones that I want to throw away, begin to merge and get washed away with Baba's love. And the sanskars that I want to emerge that will carry me home into the golden age, those sanskars emerge in a very powerful way. And so that is what is visible. The other sanskars get washed away. But now time to emerge, being the child of the ocean and showing the world who it is we belong to. So when the children are revealed, the father will be revealed also. Lots and lots of love and good wishes. I'm being pulled for something else at the moment. And so I'm going to finish now. Lots of love to everyone. And congratulations to Global House for having had a very, very smooth transition, easing out of lockdown. And ahead of time, all good wishes for Mama's Day. And Mama, the angel, is definitely, definitely reminding us to become complete and perfect, like we heard in last week's Murali. Mama saying, just have the tolerance and the power to merge, and you'll become successful both in terms of your own effort, but also in terms of relationships and service. It works on all three levels, me, and then you and me, and then all of us together on the field of service. So enjoy the lead up to Mama's Day, a very powerful period, and then enjoy the blessings that Saraswati, the goddess of wisdom, Jagatamba, Lakshmi, Kali, Durga, all these memorials of our beautiful Mama. Om Shanti. Thank you.